Yeah, they call it split. In the ham, in the ham radio, and some CB things, they call it split VFO. Running split VFO, my top VFO, my main one's on Detroit, and then my sub VFO,
the one on the bottom, the sub to Mount Clemens, so I can monitor both at the same time.
And he can hear me good on Detroit, but I can't hear him on Detroit. So he was
talking
to me, and I'm keying up on Detroit talking to him. And I could hear him great, you know, because I hear him good on Mount Clemens. When he tries to talk to me on Detroit, he barely makes it. And on Mount Clemens, he comes in good.
Yeah, just hit the road, man.
So that's what we were doing. But if I try to talk to him on Mount Clemens, I break up and stuff. And
so that's how we were setting it up. I was talking to him on Detroit. He was receiving me on Detroit. But transmitting to me on Mount Clemens, which
over here I was receiving him.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah, well, what do you do? You got to hear. You stop there and do what you got to do for however long and then boogie, huh?
One frequency to transmit, the other you're receiving on. I got you.
Pretty much it. Even if I'm only there for, like, you know, say, like, an hour or two.
Well, you're running the DB90, ain't you?
The full time.
I'm sorry, DB20?
Yeah, that's what I
got
here. Oh, hell yeah. That'll work. That'll work for sure.
Yeah, well, you just turn on your sub band, the one on the bottom, so that the VFO, and put in the Mount Clemens receive frequency, 462-625, and let it run, and then you can listen to both of them at the same time.
You have to try it out sometime in the situation.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
How far you been driving today?